The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Like, if you gave me choice, okay, which quarterback do you want for your team going into the playoffs? I mean, Lamar Jackson's been great this year, but are you taking him over Russell Wilson?
In a playoff, you know. So, give me the guy who's been there, done that.
Like, I can look at every other guy, including Tom Brady, who's won the most, and I can look at Tom Brady and go, it doesn't feel like he's that great this year. Drew Brees, I can look at him and go, he's an older gentleman.
He's old.
And then you can look at guys like Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson and say, man, they're having great years, but they've never done it.
Peter asks, the time to pay quality kickers more money. The problem is, even a quality kicker can disappear in a hurry.
Remember,
the Bears paid Cody Parkey. What happened?
The problem is, there's only one quality kicker. It's Justin Tucker. And Justin Tucker makes like $5 million a year. It's pretty good for kicking footballs. But who else are you going to pay that money to? Nobody else. There's only one Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Maybe Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and at MK Pallet. As Eric Warner joins us, always, I mean, my face always lights up when I see Eric walk in, especially when he's got Hellfighter. But if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. That's some of what you missed, you heard there. And gave out my hockey play earlier, so if you want to get that, it's all on Podcast Arena. And no matter how you're listening, appreciate you. You can text the show, too, and you can watch us on Twitch, and you'll see Eric Mayhem Warner right here in the middle. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Fred? What's up, AJ?
Not much, man. Yeah, things are good, my man. Things are good.
You're not drinking. How can they be good?
I mean, they're all right.
What's that? It wasn't right. That Bogart that said, I feel sorry for people who don't drink. They wake up in the morning, and that's the best they're going to feel all day. Something like that.
That's a great line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know where that came from. But I'm stealing that.
It was either W.C. Fields.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who it was. But
that's the stupid thing about these diets that my wife puts me on. It's like you're taking away all my joys at once. Like not only are you taking away booze, you're also taking away bad food. Like these are the things that are my favorite things: is eating and drinking. And she's like, can't do either one.
AJ, you can't be giving me a hard time anymore about my lack of cable TV.
Yeah, I can.
Well, no, your wife's making you like controlling what you eat. My wife's controlling my TV intake, sort of, I guess.
She cut your television budget. She took away football. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's ridiculous.
That's basically this time of year. That's the same as like not eating at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's worse. My goodness, I don't know how you can even compare those two things.
Ooh, they're setting up. If Cincinnati wins, they're setting them up to jump Boise here. Looking at the, because they've got Boise 19 and Cincinnati 20 and Memphis 17.
Oh, Cincinnati's not beating Memphis.
I don't know. I think it's...
I think Memphis slept walk last week and still won.
Nah, I watched a much different game than you do. I saw a team that had to score on a kick return and a trick play to only win by 10. And against a backup quarterback, I don't know, man.
Many bad teams. Oh, look at Alabama all the way at 12.
Wow. Love it.
That may be too high. They haven't had Oregon. Michigan 14, Notre Dame 15. Auburn 11.
Look at Auburn. 3-loss Auburn ranked ahead of 2-loss Alabama.
Yeah, they just beat them head-to-head.
Strength of schedule of anybody.
Yeah, they played a tough
Auburn's schedule. Probably like the 6th or 7th best team in the country. Like they just happen to have 3 losses. I mean, that's a really good team. That's where you feel bad for them because they just play in a division where it's a murderer's row. But...
I'm sorry, I'm the only one interested in the group of five.
You really are.
Well, I'd like to see I'd like to see Memphis in there, because especially if they get to play somebody like Alabama or Georgia that had a chance to do something and now has zero motivation, so I can bet them with both hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Penn State 10, Florida 9.
Hey, they still got to rank all these teams that don't matter.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the frustrating thing.
We're not down to the
one. I feel like I would have ranked Auburn ahead of Penn State.
I think I would have too. But
they probably just didn't want to have 20 SEC teams in the top 10, yeah, if that's possible.
That's they love them some Big Ten too, which, you know. Wisconsin at 8.
Okay, yep, still nobody who matters.
Yeah, they're not getting any either.
Nope.
Auburn also better than Wisconsin.
Yep, for sure.
I know this is riveting radio. As
I know, but
like, I know ESPN has to know that we're here watching this, and like, hey, just show us what's going on here. Number 7 is almost certainly going to be Baylor,
that's
right?
That's what I would think. That's what I would think.
But again, Auburn, Penn State, Florida, Wisconsin, all of those teams would whack Baylor. But
somebody says it was Sinatra who said that.
Sinatra. Same thing.
Okay. There's Baylor 7.
Baylor 7. Okay. So Baylor 7, Wisconsin 8, Florida 9, Penn State 10.
All right, Fred, tell me. Who's 5, who's 6 this week?
They are going to have, I bet you they put Oklahoma 5.
Oh, man.
I hope not, but I bet you that's what happens. Well, now they got to talk for a while. So
yeah.
They're building it up even more.
Tell us what you brought us here, because this does not suck.
So this is the, we tried the other two weeks ago, the single origin and the eggnog. And this is the Café de Olla. And again, this is provided by our friends at Cat's Coffee. And Café de Olla is apparently sort of a Latin America coffee beverage that
I would have thought it was Russian.
Da Olga. but it's made with spices and a lot of sugar. And this is actually their second best-selling coffee. Avi, the owner there, was telling me. And it's very sweet. If you make just like a pot of it.
Yeah.
It's like putting, you know, 3 spoons of sugar in your coffee.
Oh, boy.
But the spices and you know, kind of counteracts that. So, anyway, we said let's do a BBH variant with this. And this one seems to be the crowd favorite thus far. You can really taste the coffee. You can taste the spice a little bit. You definitely get the sweetness coming through.
It's got a little chocolate on the back end.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I really like it. I still think the eggnog's my favorite of these 4 so far, but this is really good.
Now, are these on shelves? Are they available to the people yet?
Any day now.
Because that's the question. I've been getting a lot of questions about that.
Yeah. So. I was told, because I asked that question today, that it's shipping out this week. So, for sure, by next Monday, it'll be on shelves.
Okay. Another question that I got from Twitter, and I'll ask you, is you'll shoot your eye out a limited release, or is it going everywhere?
It's out. It's sold out so fast.
Because there's a lot of people who are like, I can't find the beer.
Yeah, it is gone. And so, yeah, you're just going to have to wait a week or two for the chocolate stout, which is coming out. We're going to be doing that one again.
So you'll shoot your eye out. You literally sold all of it that you made?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I'm not going to lie. I think we've talked about this. The whole seasonal beer thing hasn't been what it used to be for not just Carbach, but all the craft brewers.
Right.
And so, you know, we are trying to not have eyes that are bigger than the stomach, so to speak. You know, so we're deliberately kind of producing it so it'll sell out, right?
But so, you probably didn't think it'd sell out like that.
No. That completely surprised us.
So does that, I mean, so what do you do? Do you adjust for next year and make a little bit more?
Probably. Okay. We'll probably do that. And, you know, you're always trying to find the right balance. So, it's, I tell you what, of all the seasonals, though, that's the worst one to have, like, leftovers of in January. Nobody wants to buy a Christmas seasonal.
No, that's true. I can see that. That's a good point. Because, I mean, even just the packaging, people will be like, oh, well, it's past, nobody's thinking like that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're thinking, oh, it's old, and yeah, they don't want any part of it.
So. No, that does make some sense. But that's good. That's good that the people are demanding it. It's in high demand. That's a good thing.
I mean, there's still some stores out there that probably have it. I couldn't tell you exactly which ones, but it sold out very quickly this year.
Okay, now let's talk about the most important thing.
Yes.
When are we brewing? It's now December.
I thought we said we were going to shoot for next week, right?
Okay.
How long are you doing your deal for, though? Because it's no fun going to a brewery to brew and not having some beers. When is your punitive diet over?
I think it'll be like December 18th or 21st. I'm not sure.
Okay. We may have to. Well, this is going to be tough, AJ. We may have to. If we want to brew in December, we may have to do it when you're on your little. Or maybe you can come off a day or two early, like you did before the London trip.
I could probably do that.
Yeah. I think we'll have to justify to Annie that this is a.
This is an important thing.
Work-related testing.
Yeah.
Okay. Taste testing. So
Utah 5, Oklahoma 6.
Okay.
But Oklahoma plays number 7, so they've got their excuse to jump them.
Zero chance Baylor would jump Utah, right?
I don't think
so. If Utah and Baylor wins?
I think if it's Utah and Baylor, it's got to be Utah, right?
Yeah.
What if Baylor just houses Oklahoma and Utah kind of squeaks by?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think the Baylor brand name is so weak that they're not looking for that. Who's looking to watch Baylor play Ohio State? Anybody? So the first playoff game has a 21-point spread. Ugh. Like, that's not what people are looking for in these playoffs. They want competitive matchups. And I think...
At least Oklahoma, you would think, would... be able to score some points on.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think anybody believes in Baylor.
Ohio State.
Including the committee.
Ohio State's still number one. I think.
If LSU wins, they'll be number one.
I think if LSU beats Georgia, they will be number one. Which I think is important because then you don't have. You avoid Ohio State and Clemson in the first round.
If you have to play Ohio State and Clemson both.
That's going to be.
Good luck.
Of course, if you win, you've earned it.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's that.
And, I mean, there's still – now, the other possibility is if Georgia wins, LSU's probably fourth.
Right.
And then they're going to have to play Ohio State and probably Clemson. So
– But, if you know what, that's
– So it matters for LSU. Winning this game matters, obviously.
Yeah, I think – and
– Like we talked about yesterday, I think being the one seed is important.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have to play Ohio State and Clemson or – LSU and Clemson. Like nobody wants to be that team that has to play that because there's three good teams. Everybody's looking for that easier round one game.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. You hang around a little bit? Drink some?
Absolutely.
Milk? Awesome. I got to tell you, the holidays are here. So how about this year you give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket, pay off your credit card balances, and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You could save thousands in interest. There's no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The application's so quick and easy, you can do it right there on your phone. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now, and you can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Sorry, just talking a little gambling there on the break. Eric Warner with us as we drink a little beer.
This one's pretty good. The Bison came all the way back only to melt down and get crushed.
They did better than 1-for-19, though, the rest of the game.
They did. You were right. You correctly predicted that.
Yeah, because I'm that good.
they're still not going to cover, so they suck.
We were talking a little gambling off air, and we know you're a Denver guy, and I think we were talking about if the Broncos get to 10, I think that's a good play. The Broncos have played pretty well. I mean, they had the Vikings beat until they quit. Then they got crushed by the Bills, who were, I think, better than people realize. They beat the Chargers last week, which is no great shakes. But Texans coming off finally beating the Patriots. We got the Titans at home next week. I could see this as a spot where the Broncos do pretty well. Although, you know, now that they've got a little tape on Drew Lock, I expect Romeo Crennel to have a little something for him.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's funny because AJ and I were really keen on San Diego, but I, you know, you always have to balance that with, I don't like betting a new quarterback, right? On the one hand, you look at it and you're like, well, okay, yeah, this rookie hasn't, you know, done anything. So you're like, this is money in the bank, right? But sometimes they shine. They have no pressure, right? Yep. And that's where I think, like, situationally, you look at the other Allen, Kyle Allen, you know, man, it's like once he really started having a lot of problems, that was a time to just fade Carolina big time.
Well, it's so much of it's mental, man. Once a team figures out what you do well and takes it away, then you lose a little confidence. You start forcing some things a little more, and you don't play as well. And we see this all the time with young quarterbacks. Guys will be really good for a while. Then the league adjusts to you. Then you have to adjust back. And so many of them never can. I mean, and it's usually the guys that don't have a pedigree like that. You know, and sometimes it's first-round picks, too. Marcus Mariota never really adjusted.
Yeah, well, man, you got to think he's probably dunsy, right?
Well, especially
I think he'd be a fine backup for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to start again.
No, I can't imagine. I mean, unless he does what Tannehill did. I mean, would you ever thought Tannehill would start again? I thought Tannehill went to the Titans to be the backup, and I think he was resigned to that. No one was signing him to be a starter. So what it's going to take is that's what these guys need to do. They need to learn, okay, I flame out in this place. I need to go somewhere and be a backup where the quarterback situation is shaky as hell.
Yeah.
And just hope that maybe an opportunity arises and you can take advantage of it.
If you can get it with a place where there's a good offensive coordinator too, that's perfect. Which, I mean, because if you, especially if you're a guy who failed somewhere, you know, like in Mariota's case, how many offensive coordinators did he go through in his career?
Good point. Pretty
much a different guy every year.
Good point.
You want to go someplace where there's some stability and get another chance. And I still think he can play a little, but
Vince Young too. How many coordinators did he have? Get him a job.
Well, that was he's a little old now.
Oh, come on, Fred.
You can't dig him up now.
How dare you?
Let's please not do the Vince Young discussion ever. Oh, man.
So do you guys think, I mean, I've watched, and by the way, the two primetime games were really good. Last night, that was a great, great football game. I loved how the refs called that, didn't call it. It was a clean game. I mean, yeah, there were some fluky plays, right?
But I still think that on the interception that they didn't call PI on Flowers, I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That was probably a call that should have been made, but I don't know. I thought that was a good game. But, man, having seen Peyton Manning go down the way he did, I'm telling you, man, some of those balls that Brady was floating out there, and even when he tried to go deep a couple times, didn't quite get it there.
I said it, and people like came at me like I was out of my mind to even think for a second that Tom Brady could not be still Tom Brady. It literally happens to every single athlete ever. You know who it didn't happen to? Guys like Sean Taylor. Like, if the only way you don't fade off is if you just die. Like, that's literally the only way for it not to happen.
Or Barry Sanders.
But even Barry
Sanders. He walked away.
But do you think Barry Sanders was at his peak when he walked away?
He was pretty close.
He was good. And there's like Calvin Johnson. Yeah. He didn't have to leave when he left. But either way, if you stick around, it happens.
Oh, yeah, because those guys left early.
Yeah. Anybody who, if you play into your 40s, how about this? You play into your 40s, it happens, inevitably. And that's at any sport.
Well, it's amazing that you make it into your 40s.
Yeah, and there are guys, like, hell, Nolan Ryan had a great career after 40, but eventually it faded. It happens. That's just the way it is. That's the rules of life. It's going to happen to Tom Brady. Maybe it's happening now. To me, it looks like it's happening now. People are scared to say it because nobody wants to be the guy with egg on their face when they said Tom Brady's washed and then he comes and wins a Super Bowl that year. But I'm just, what I see with my eyes is that guy is not Tom Terrific. I mean, he's just a guy who's throwing 12-yard routes and letting his receivers do work if they can catch it. I mean, that's not what I've seen. That's not a guy who's got all those Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, and even, you know, I mean, concede to the argument that, oh, he doesn't have the, you know, receiving core that he's had in the past. But I don't know. He's just not getting the balls where they need to be. And, yeah, it's and the thing is, I mean, I agree with Jerome, you know, when he was on that, you know, certainly not time to bet against the Pats, right?
No.
But this is what you normally see in late September or October. They'll have this little, you know, couple game lapse, but man, and all of a sudden, you know, Dallas isn't looking so good, right? So
that was a
7-point win? Maybe not at home.
Yeah.
Maybe not such a quality win. I don't know.
Stones to Bread says, Brady's been throwing ducks the last 3 years, but no one noticed because they keep winning. I'm telling you now, I'm noticing. This is different than the last 3 years. It's different. The offense is different. There's something going on here.
Well, just go look at the numbers. And but it's not as pronounced as Manning was. I mean, Manning's last year,
it was a disaster.
It was, and it was amazing that they won a Super Bowl because the defense was so good. And what was sad was you could see him trying to put the ball where he wanted it to go, and it was the right decision. But he just couldn't quite get it there.
That's the difference. With Brady, he's not taking those chances. Like I think Brady realizes what his body's telling him. Peyton was still like, oh, my body says this, but I can make that throw.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. Brady's like, I can't make that throw. I got to figure out something else. And it's not. There's just no explosiveness to their offense, which is it's weird. I mean, but they've had teams like this before. Those early Patriot teams before Tom Brady really figured it out that –
Well, yeah, early in his career, he wasn't Tom Brady. He was a complete game manager.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what this Patriots team reminds me of. So I'm not saying the Patriots are no good. I'm just saying they've got to go back to like their first couple Super Bowl wins and play that style of football. And it's a different era that we're in now. It's a lot harder to do that in 2019 than it was in, you know, 1999 or whenever it was. So
2001.
2001 was the
first
one.
Well, and you think about it, I mean. Assuming they still get a bye, they're going to see either the Texans or the Ravens again. And with those, that kind of dynamic. You guys were talking about earlier. Yeah, don't forget Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you're going to see at least once you're going to see a team that will hang points on your defense. So you got to be able to match.
Well, what I've said about the Patriots, I think maybe the same thing I've said about the Bills. If they get up on you, they're in good shape. It's hard to beat that team because they're elite on the outside at cornerback. It's really hard to throw and get back into a game against them if you're down. But if you get a lead, because their offenses don't have explosiveness, it's tough for those teams to come back from a hole. The Patriots, it's crazy to me to think that that Tom Brady and Josh Allen are in the same boat in that regard, but they kind of are. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, I've been wrong before. And I know Fred for 100 years said that the Spurs are getting old. They're not going to be any good. And they kept winning. And it's like, I could be that same guy saying, he's too old. He can't do it anymore. But if I had to bet, I'd say, yeah, he's not doing it.
No, the Spurs haven't won a title since I started saying that. So
no, the Spurs won like 3 titles.
No, they
since
did.
You started
no,
saying
they
that.
Did not. They when was
they
the,
at least won that Kawhi title since you started saying
no,
it.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, because they still had Duncan at the time.
Yeah, they had old Duncan.
Didn't matter.
Oh, okay. Now, so Duncan was never too old.
No, Duncan was still. Duncan still made a huge difference, even when he was ancient, because he was so good fundamentally. He was always in the right place, even though he wasn't the same athlete that he was. He was still one. I mean, I think he's the most underappreciated player of the last 30 years. People all give credit to Popovich. Nobody gives it to Tim Duncan.
To me, Steve Francis. All right.
Now, what about Casino Mobley?
I got to tell you about my computer career. And let me tell you a story about Anna, who back in May was working at Walmart, and she heard a commercial on the radio that changed her life forever. And as someone who's really humble and doesn't like to brag, I don't like to say it was my commercial that she heard, but it was. And guess what? Now, 4 months later, started her IT career. Her life has been changed thanks to me. You're welcome. She was hired by a My Computer Career graduate as well. Guys, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no computer experience or training. It doesn't matter a bit. Helping people start an IT career from scratch, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And then they're going to help you get a job because they work with employers that hire their students after graduation. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Yeah, you should drop everything.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lamont says, I'm not sure it's Brady is falling off. Brady looks like Brady to me. I think it's much more that the NFL game is changing in terms of quarterbacks. The boring stand in the pocket shot is just not fun right now in this current climate. Not fun, but I mean... What, you didn't see that big 13-yard run he had? Where he looked like me out there trying to run. That was brutal. I mean, I think that's I think that's not unfair. But I also don't think the ability is where it was. I don't know if you guys saw this.
He actually beat your 5K time, though, on that run.
Yeah, he probably did. By about a minute. So everybody's seen the Peloton ad with the woman, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's this huge backlash because, and if you break it down, it is pretty stupid. It's like, first off, hey, you're fat and disgusting, so I'm going to buy you a Peloton.
I think there's, it's weird. Men are in a weird position because, let's say my wife is like, I really want a new washer and dryer for Christmas. And when you think about it, man, washer and dryer... That could be like for but those two things could be like $3,000-$4,000.
Right.
That's a really nice gift. But if you buy her that for Christmas, now you look like you're telling her to wash your clothes.
And really, that's something you're all going to use. So I've that's sort of wife, a team gift.
I've bought my wife pots and pans for Christmas because that's what she asked for. I do think if your wife asks for exercise equipment, it's a perfectly acceptable gift.
If you just doesn't appear to be the case in this commercial. It's like he just walked in and said, here.
A Peloton? Oh, my God.
Selfie.
I can't believe I'm doing this. And by the way, you could tell that chick's been exercising before she got that Peloton. Yeah. She's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's not some chubby bunny on that Peloton.
And
like nobody's buying their size 2 wife a Peloton.
She looks so sad. Like I got up at 6 a.m. this morning. Yeah.
I think those things are like $2,000.
Three.
Yeah, three?
Three, and then it's $500 a month.
Yeah.
After that first month.
$500 a month?
Yes, for the subscription so you can be on the live classes.
I don't think
it's that much.
It's not that
I know
much.
There's an expensive
This is from Wirecutter.com, which is owned by New York Times. Which probably not because they're
the failing
New York
Times. Come on, man. But then she's bragging to him at the end of the commercial and thanking him.
It's $39 a month for Peloton.
Yeah, I knew that was...
Sorry, typo. $500 each year after that.
Okay.
One of the tweets in the Peloton ad, she's working her ass off through a montage, and at the end, she thanks her husband, who sits there smirking. Message received. Ladies, exercise harder, be thinner for your man, and thank him for it.
I mean, like I said, that chick was a honey before she even got that Peloton, and then she didn't really look any different after. They really
even gained an ounce.
They should have had some chick in a fat suit get that Peloton and have her work down to a hottie. And then have that husband be like, this was my gift.
And then have her
my
divorce
gift
him.
To myself.
Then have her divorce him at the end.
I did see a joke on Twitter where don't get your wife a Peloton. Get her some heavy-ass pots and pans so she can lift weights while she cooks your dinner. I thought that was pretty good. I would never tell that joke, but I read it on Twitter, and I was offended by it.
Yeah, that's very offensive. How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
713 says, imagine if the wife in the commercial were fat, what the backlash would be. They're getting a pretty good backlash for
that's
this because she really does come off as a pathetic human being. So, Longhorn Dimitri, been hanging clothes on my Peloton for a year now. It really helps on the wrinkles. Oh, this is day 6, and I can't believe I'm still doing it just for my husband who thinks I'm fat.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to zip through some of these football lines while we got Eric here because I know he likes to bet a little bit too. Thursday night, Cowboys are -3 at the Bears. I kind of like Bear here. I think they're pretty much the same team. I'm getting 3 at home.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I'm not playing it, but
I you got to be a bad team for me to want to give points. The Bears, I can't trust them to score. That's my problem every week. Bears unders are the way that I'm looking. That's the first thing I look at when the lines come out. Bears unders, Patriots unders. You know why? Because they're money makers. And the stupid Texans ruined the Patriots under this week. Luckily, I teased it. Not ruined. But Bears and Patriots unders, it's the first thing I look for. Because I don't want to bet on the Bears.
I damn sure don't want to bet on the Cowboys, though.
No, I don't either. So, I mean, but
especially as a road favorite right now? 6-6 Dallas? Yeah. I guess
the question boils down to, do you think that the Bears have anything to play for at 6-6.
They're not dead yet, technically. I mean, it's close.
I think they're in a good spot. They're loose. They kind of have
No, you know why they're not in a good spot? Because Mitch Trubisky is their quarterback.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That eliminates any kind of good spot they could be in.
Any chance Daniels starts?
No. I mean, if there's an injury, if he stubs his toe coming into the game. But
please call him Mitchell. this is going to be a really good game. Ravens -5.5 at Bills.
Raven.
I think inside of 6, it's probably Ravens for me. The line opened at 7.
Yeah.
I think that was a mistake line.
Inside of 7, I think I like the Ravens.
But
too.
They quickly corrected themselves, and 5.5 seems probably lean Baltimore for me.
Packers 13 over the Redskins.
Boy. I mean,
a lot of points, but
Redskins won a game, so you know.
Redskins technically are still alive in the division.
Shine up the trophy.
Yeah.
I think it's Packers or pass in Lambeau. Packers or pass.
Texans and Broncos. We talked about 9.5 is the number now. Saints -2.5 against the 49ers.
I'm probably going to go Niner.
Are you? I think I like the other side. I just think that the 49ers are. I mean, it was a good game for them the other day, but I do think they've started to show some chinks in the armor offensively. And the fact that the last couple times they've seen good teams, they got beat. I think the Saints are the best team in the NFC, so 2.5 at home, I'll take them.
Here's the one thing I'd counter with, though, is talking about fall-offs. Niners are going to bring pressure, and Breeze has been, when he's been pressured. Yeah. So... that might be an underplay. What's the total on that one, Fred?
44, which is fairly low for a Saints game.
Pretty low number for a Saints game.
Yeah. Browns -8.5 over the Bengals. I like the Browns here because for the same reason I've loved them. When I've hated them, and I've been right pretty much all the time. They're such front runners, and they should get out to an early lead, and if they do, they'll run away and hide.
I'll say this. All the books across the board have them at 8.5. The book where I typically place wagers has Bengal +10 -135, which is really odd, but it's almost like they're saying, hey, somebody take the Bengals here. Yeah. And I mean, I kind of want the Bengals. I don't want to pay 135 for the Bengals at 10. But if there's ever a flat 10, which I'm sure it won't now because it opened 10.5, it's at 8.5 now. I doubt it's going to go that way.
Did you guys see that game? Did Andy Dalton kind of show
I didn't see
up,
any of
or
it.
Do we know anything about that Jet game?
I know the Jets crapped their pants, and from what I saw, Andy Dalton looked pretty good. It looked like they got kind of a bump for getting Andy Dalton in because
you look at their last three games, man. You look at it was Raiders, Steeler, and then this game, right?
Yeah.
All of which they played awfully
well.
Close.
I think there is some, like, the team got a little motivation when Dalton started playing because it felt like they weren't wasting the year. You know, I think when they benched Dalton, it was like, okay, we're not even trying to win. So, but there's also the Bengals got their one win.
That's the,
that could be
yeah,
the end
Super
of it.
Bowl's won. Yeah, yeah, we time to
great
coast.
Now. We've got the number one pick, and we're not historically bad.
Falcons -3 against the Panthers. I think I like. I hate myself. I'll take the Falcons. I hate myself.
I mean, it's. I'd lean the Falcons certainly because there's a coaching change going on and
auditions.
I haven't even heard who they're throwing out there this week, but. I do know if I'm Dan Quinn and I look across the field and I see, Ron Rivera got fired, I better have a good game at home. I better. Because Dan Quinn, I would have thought his seat was hotter than Rivera's.
All right. Well, we can blast through the rest of these in the last segment if you want to hang around for one more. You've stuck around this long. Might as well.
All right, guys. I've got to tell you about CBDMD.com, and I've been a longtime advocate of CBD, and CBDMD has stepped, they've made things even better for me, guys, because they've got fantastic, world-class, clean, safe, quality CBD oil, and they've got it at a great price. In fact, they price match to the other guys right there on the website, and you'll see you're getting a high-quality product at a great price. I love this stuff. I've been using it ever since I found out about CBDMD. The CBD Freeze is my favorite. It's like a roll-on. I've been using it after workouts on my shoulder, on my knees, and I've never felt better. And if you're thinking, man, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I want to try this stuff. Well, guess what? They're trying to convince you by offering you 20% off your order at CBDMD.com with the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 at checkout.
Of life, elevation of self, education via mics. So long after they close my box and all of the.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, gang, if you're looking to shop for the man in your life and you want to get something different, something that's thoughtful, something that's practical, something they're going to use and they're going to love you for, Harry's Razors. And right now, Blitzers can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so you want to act now. Listen, this gift pack is fantastic. They make sharp blades that last. They're backed by a 100% quality guarantee. So if he doesn't love the shave, you get a full refund. And it's a great deal for you. It's a great deal for him. The sets start at just $20. That's certainly within the Secret Santa limits. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each. And I'll tell you, this gift package is terrific. Right now, special offer. We partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter FAOUR at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle, with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, package in a handsome holiday gift box so you don't even have to wrap it. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. World-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodall is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius of the Beatles. The one-of-a-kind event will take place Monday, December 16th at the beautiful George Theater. Thanks to St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar, Houston Central,
Land Rover Houston Central, and Momentum Mini. Doors open at 6:30 and includes light bites both before and after Goodall's presentation. This is an exceptional, rare opportunity. The first time Goodall has given his presentation on the Beatles in the United States. Tickets are now on sale at sportsmap.com. Some good seats still available at a reasonable price, so go and check that out. All right, let's blitz through the rest of these. The Vikings minus 13 at home against the Lions.
I won't answer that question until I know if Matt Stafford's playing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to.
If he's out, then
he's done.
I would probably lean towards Vikings, but if Stafford plays, 13's a gift. Honestly, if Stafford plays, 10 is a gift.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm investing heavily in Vikings from a fantasy perspective, though. Yep. Jets minus 5.5 against the Dolphins.
Kind of lean to the Jets here.
I like that play.
Dolphins in a spot where they could have a bit of a letdown, and the Jets, obviously, I mean, it's a total buy low, sell high. The Jets just got housed by the worst team in the league, but I still think they've got way more talent than the Dolphins do. And really, the Dolphins, if you take away Devontae Parker, they have no offense. Like, they've got one guy on offense that's good.
You know what,
just
though?
Stop that one guy.
But they seem to find a way to cover almost every week, and I'm on the other side of this. I would have liked it a lot better at 7.5. When it was what it opened at, 5.5, two garbage teams, I'll always take the points. Buccaneers, minus 3 at home against the Colts. I like Colt here a lot, actually.
I think the Colts may have some quit going. The Bucs offense the last few weeks they've figured it out.
They figured out that if Jameis Winston doesn't turn it over 5 times, they win. He's going to turn it over 5 times.
I just don't know if the Colts can keep up with them offensively, because the Bucs, the one thing I know about the Bucs, they're going to score a bunch of points. They'll probably turn it over, but this week they scored 28, and that was a slow day. I've got a feeling they put up some points, and I don't know the Colts can keep up with them.
What do you think, Eric?
I'm with Hoffman on that, man.
All right, I'm Oppo, you guys on that one too. Chargers minus 3 at Jaguar.
That's the corpse bowl. That's two teams that have totally rolled over
one of those. And quit.
I mean, I lean Chargers because everyone's been able to run on Jacksonville, and the Chargers have two running backs that can put up big numbers. I expect that's what they'll do.
I need a big day from Austin Eckler.
Yeah, the Jags have quit so hard, and putting Gardner Minshew out there, that's not going to make the guys on the Jags feel better. Like, now we know Nick Foles sucks. This is a total disaster. I think it's bad news for the Jags right now.
Pats minus 3 against the Chiefs.
I think that's the number. I think under 3, I like the Pats. Over 3, I probably like the Chiefs.
Agreed. At 3, pass.
Pass at 3, yeah.
Tell you what, I do like the over 48.5 because the Patriots will be able to get some points on the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs are going to score plenty against the Pats. Steeler minus 2.5 at Cardinal.
I like Steeler.
Well, I mean, the Steelers have something to play for. We talked about this earlier.
They got the duck now.
They're in first place in the wild card race. They're in the lead for the last wild card spot, not first place. The Bills are that. But, Arizona's, they're dead in the water. And that showing against the Rams where they basically rolled over and showed their bellies, well, I don't think you come back from that. It's 5 in a row now, and they played some close games. They played a close game against the Niners. They played a close game against Tampa. Now you're losing these games. It's like, no thanks.
I'm kind of with you on that. Titan minus 3 at Raiders. I like the Raiders quite a bit here.
I like the Raiders too.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders offense, this is sort of a get-right matchup for them. And the Titans don't have the kind of offense that's just going to embarrass the Raiders like what happened to them last week.
And how many more games do we have at the Coliseum? There's only got to be one or two, right?
Two, I think.
Yeah, so
I think
that crowd is going to be just jacked.
Yeah, and the Raiders, I mean, they're still technically in it. They're on life support, but they're in it. They got to do something.
And the classic buy low, sell high.
Yep.
Seahawks minus 1 at Rams.
Rams. This was going to be a hammer spot for me because I expected 3. And the stupid Rams go out and kick the dog crap out of the Cardinals, and now it's 3. But I still like the Rams in this spot.
Yeah,
it's a
Seattle's
got
to have a letdown here at some point, and I think this is it. They've had too many, big, either travel or big, primetime games, yep. And they're gonna have a letdown.
All right, it's gonna wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Eric. Great job, AJ.
I pretty much suck today, but that's all right. We have another show tomorrow.
We'll You've do been worse.
Yeah, I'm worse pretty much every day. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.